getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hi there. This is Pastor Frank from the Lake Forest Park Presbyterian Church, where we're learning what it means to be an oasis of refreshment amid a broken, weary world. Learn more about us at www.lakeforestparkchurch.org. We're located at the northern tip of Lake Washington, where we invite you to join us on Sundays at 10 as we celebrate how Jesus is present every moment in what for many have become very busy days. In fact, for many Christ followers, our days have been so consumed with what we have to get done that despite our best intentions, we can find ourselves barely giving thought to what Christ desires of us through the day. We may touch base quickly with Christ at the start of our day, but often that takes the form of asking Him what we need for the day. And that's good, because we want to depend on Christ for the day, but how often have we considered what Christ desires of us? What does Christ want from us? When we consider this, how often do we reduce our thoughts about this to what we will do for Christ? In some senses, this only increases our anxiety and stress, because now we feel obligated to add another task to our already busy day. So we come up with something, a task, a project, connecting with a particular person for the sake of Christ that we hold in the back of our mind, hoping we can find a way to fit that in among our other responsibilities. When we approach our lives this way, we'll often find ourselves at day's end realizing that we weren't able to do what we'd hoped, and then we feel guilty for failing to follow through with our good intention. Have you ever found yourself in that situation? Let me suggest that this isn't what Christ is after in your life of following Him. Remember that we are human beings, not human doings. Our lives do not consist in tallying up everything we've been able to accomplish for Christ during the course of our years. It's not possible for us to amaze God with our accomplishments, and God isn't looking to be amazed. We do not impress God with our abilities. God is already aware of our abilities. We received them from God in the first place. And we cannot manipulate God into loving us more by what we do for God. We are already loved completely and intimately by the One who created us. And when we think carefully about this, we realize that Christ isn't looking for what we do for Him. There are certainly things we do with Him, where He welcomes, even invites our participation. But at the end of the day, more particularly at the end of our days, the only gift we can really give God is the person we've become as we invited God's Spirit to form us, to lead us, and to guide us through our days. The person we become is what causes delight for Jesus. So, as the Apostle Paul reminds us, set your mind on God. Put Jesus before you as you begin your day. Anticipate with Him how this day will shape you, will change you as you become the person Jesus envisions you are. Then rest in His grace, meaning rely on His power to be the person you are made to be in all that you do. And that, my friend, will be the best gift you can give to the One who delights in you.
You've been listening to Pastor Frank Barisel of Lake Forest Park Presbyterian Church. For more details about the church, visit them online at lakeforestparkchurch.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.